I just wanted to show a few things from the Wikia project before you start, just some screenshots. Yeah, so Wikia has been working on usability, particularly for the last couple of years. We saw this as the biggest problem, just the edit screen itself. So we have been working on WYSIWYG. This is a screenshot of the new editing interface. So this is actually what you see when you're editing. So there's a new toolbar at the top, and it's you see it exactly as it's going to be when you save the page, more or less. If there are templates on the page, those would actually be kind of grayed out. They'd be hidden. And then you can click on that and edit the full template if you want to. But new people don't have to click on that. They can just see that a template would be there. We've also been working on categories. This is kind of quite an easy way into the wiki. You can just go along and add some categories. And you don't need to edit the whole page to do that. Often if you click edit and all you want to change is a category, it's kind of hard to find it. You have to go all the way to the end. So instead, we just added a little button at the bottom, and people can add it just directly there without clicking edit. And they can also just select from existing categories on the wiki. Like when you start typing, it's just the same as things like search select. It'll just show you existing categories, or you can type a new one. And this is quite a simple feature, but it made a really huge difference. People were clicking edit and not scrolling down to find the save button. So we just put a visible save bar. Even when you scroll, this kind of hovers at the bottom of your screen, so you can always see the save button. You can still scroll past it if you want to see all the rest of the stuff that's normally at the bottom of the edit page, but just kind of having that always there and visible means a lot more people will save the page. And this is similar to what MediaWiki has now, the editing tips. You can show them or hide them if you kind of want that extra bit of help or not. In terms of navigation, we've just moved some of the links around. We've put some more important links in the sidebar, like a link to write a new article or add an image, and then moved the less used links down to the bottom. Things like what links here aren't used by readers very often, so just kind of put all those down in the footer so people can still find them if they want to, or move them about in their personal style sheet if they want them higher up. And we added a little summary of activity in the sidebar. Quite often readers might be interested to know what's new on the wiki and kind of see that there is some activity and that this is a community. But if they click on recent changes, it's a really scary page. So we've just put a little summary there that everyone can see. And then if you click more, you'll get to the normal recent changes page. Similar to what the MediaWiki initiative did, we've separated the action items from the page tab so you can see more clearly the links like edit and history separated from the talk page and that. And we've also added icons in there, which is quite helpful if you're just learning it to recognize an icon rather than have to read the link text, especially on Wikia, because people customize these words a lot. They might change history to say revisions or something like that. So you can easily jump about between wikis without having to know what exactly they're calling move. We just tried to reduce a lot of the links on the page. There were just so many in the navigation, people were getting confused, so we've kind of hidden them away in more drop-downs. Improvements to search was just adding search suggest, which I think is probably on Wikipedia as well now. And we did the same for links. So if you're in Wikitext mode and you start typing a link, it'll show you existing article titles that you can select if you want to. We did a lot of work on talk pages. We tried out Liquid Threads, we tried Wikibase forums, we tried PHBB forums embedded on a wiki page. None of it really worked out, so at the moment we've stuck with ordinary talk pages, but we've just made it a bit easier so people know how to leave a message just by putting a leave a new message at the bottom of the talk page. The contents page was often confusing to people. They'd have to scroll a really, really long way down the page to actually find any content. So we've actually just made it hidden by default. So normally it would be shown and you could click hide if you wanted to hide the table of contents. So it just makes it a bit easier for readers coming in to actually see the content rather than a big list of article section titles. And another thing you can see on that screenshot is a bigger section edit button, rather than just being yet another blue link kind of hidden in with everything else. It's now a big button that wikis can customize what color they want that to be. And something we've just recently done on one of the wikis is called Quick Action Panel. This is more about usefulness for advanced users, not so much the usability for new users, which we're mostly focusing on. So this is a little pop-up box advanced users can get if they want to make a whole series of quick edits. Instead of having to go to the page, they can just hover over it and do it directly there. So you can add article, add categories very easily, rename a page and so on without actually having to visit the page. So it's quite useful for new page patrolling and things like that. We've added an image placeholder, and this can be put in anywhere in an article, and it's not just an image. If you click on it, and then it actually leads you to an image upload page, which is this. This isn't something that Wikia developed. I think it was maybe first used on WikiHow. The Easy Image Upload, it can add images from the wiki or from Flickr, and it could be adapted quite easily to be able to add images from Wikimedia Commons instead. So rather than having to know what syntax to type, you can just click the Add Image button or click in a button on toolbar instead, and that'll upload the image and insert the image into the article. So that's kind of everything that Wikia has been doing. So now I'm going to open it up to discussion, and here are some possible topics that people might want to talk about, but I'm really going to just kind of leave it up to you and pass the microphone around if people want to start raising some points.
You mentioned Liquid Threads didn't work too well. Could you share what your experience was? Because we're planning to implement Liquid Threads.
Yeah, so we tried it out quite a while ago, and I know Andrew's done a lot of work on it since then, so we haven't tried out any of the new version. When we tried it, there were problems with it making different pages and just kind of issues with it fitting into what people already had. Like if they already had a talk page, it would kind of be confusing. So we tried to just limit it to one page on the wiki, like a village pump style page. Part of the problem was just that people weren't very happy about it kind of messing up what they already had.
First of all, I have to apologize for having missed a good part of your presentation. So if my question was answered already, I'll, you know, take the time to watch the video later on. But in case my question is still relevant, I would be very interested to hear your thoughts about what your answer to it. And basically, my question is this: will Wikipedia go in the direction of displaying on the article pages a little bit more clearly and prominently who has contributed to a specific article? More specifically, are you taking into account the work done by people from the academic world that have been trying to create information monitoring or collaboration monitoring tools that give the readers a better idea of the, let's put it, ephemeral nature of Wikipedia content?
That might be a question for Naoko to talk about whether Wikipedia is going to add those attribution links at the bottom.
I didn't understand the question too well. Sorry.
I know that my accent sometimes gets in the way, and everybody has an accent. I'm asking about any technology, okay? Let me put it like this. Is Wikipedia going to put some tools, some visualization tools on article pages that tell in a very direct and immediate way the naive reader the fact that the page has been created by these people, you know, to this degree? Bottom line. In what way? Can you elaborate a little bit?
Trust system at some point in the next few months. It'll depend on the schedule coordination.
like that. We could try to basically coloring the text according to some color scheme that.
That's the current thing that we'll see at it.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he was asking, but I don't think like, we could use really.
Or like on Wikinvest, they have like this, like the top three contributors like on the right side of the page. And I'm not sure if like that's what you're asking about, or if you've even seen that. But like my opinion is that like the Wikipedia community would not like that. But I mean, I don't know. Like I can't speak for them, everybody, but.
Can cause problems with vandal names if they're then shown on the bottom of the article.
So the tool that Brian referred to, Wikitrust, you should Google it and look at Alfaro, the main developer, is also going to give a talk here. And basically it tracks who is contributing to an article over time. It does a bunch of really cool stuff and tries to compute a reputational heuristics based on editing patterns. But one of the other sort of really nice features that it adds to a MediaWiki installation is a blame map, which is essentially a visualization of the article where you can mouse over any piece of the text and it shows you who contributed that particular piece of the text. You click that piece of the text, you go directly to the diff where that piece of the text was added, which is a really nice tool if you're trying to analyze the development of an article and trying to figure out if this particular piece of information is questionable, when was it added, who edited. If you've ever tried to dig through a version history to find a problematic edit, I think you know what I'm talking about. So that's a really killer feature of Wikitrust, I think, and we're hoping to have that up and running on Wikimedia, possibly as early as this year. So Luca is going to show the current state of that technology. The general notion of showing and highlighting author names in the article itself, on the page itself, is, as you can imagine, somewhat controversial and also somewhat impractical in certain articles. Some articles are truly mass collaborations with hundreds of authors, at which point it starts becoming impractical, like a news article about a major disaster, an article about a country. Those are examples of articles with hundreds of authors. And then there are some articles which truly do just have three or four or just one single author. Where people often do feel, hey, I wrote this entire page, I should get credit for it. But it's a huge, huge conversation. I think we'll start by having just a simpler history navigation and history visualization through the blame map, which I think will help a lot.
Particularly in a world, and this may be more a Wikipedia question than a Wikia question, but in a world where we have flagged revisions and, or even just the trolling of recent changes, I'm curious what thought there's been to two different kinds of usability. One is the ease with which one parses the changes as they go by, and secondarily, and I know you just showed some of the action panel pieces for a part of that. The other piece is, my understanding, the way flagged revisions works is everything gets reviewed at some point. So has there been any work done to visualize the difference, aka this is how big the backlog is and here's how quickly we're going through it?
I don't know. Does anyone want to answer that? Thomas?
I was just ready for next question.
But yeah, well, I can probably answer. Hold on, I probably know the answer. So we always try to visualize lots of things that are internal to the system. So like there are lots of things that are happening in background, both in editorial process and in kind of, you know, technical process. So some of that thing has to be always like visualized graphs of how much work is still left there for editors in so many different areas. And part of that can also be done by like bot operators when they want to have some kind of longer term approaches, and short term approaches are also can be done via APIs and stuff. Because we really try to export whichever is the metric there to the API. So it's like you can come up with like lots and lots of different things you can show, and it's just a regular process to find out what we want to look for and showing that eventually. Can I ask my question now? So this is a usability question. How far are we away from the radical openness where we don't need editing interfaces and can just correct articles right on screen where they are?
I think it wouldn't be too hard to adapt the WYSIWYG that Wikia's got now to do that, but I think the danger would be that people wouldn't understand and wouldn't use it properly and would just too often accidentally delete things.
Would you like to do that on Wikia?
We might try it out. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Have you, Angela, or anybody in any media wiki installation try out some social networking kind of features, like seeing who is working with whom and these kind of things?
We've done a little bit on Wikia, not very much yet in terms of who's working with who, but just like the basic social profile things, so you can kind of list your friends and see what they've recently edited. But not kind of really very advanced yet. It's something that we're still working on, so it's kind of early days. I don't know if anyone else has tried that out.
This is more like a general question, but I think it's related to what the subject that our friend here brought up. And it's probably in the US or in the English-speaking world, this isn't an issue at all. But I've seen here in Argentina that, actually, let me ask the question first. Have you guys ever conducted any kind of research regarding the general understanding of the platform by the users? Because here in Argentina, I would bet that half of the people doesn't even know that Wikipedia is edited by users. And when they find out, I've seen that in many, many tests, that they stop believing in it and they don't want to use it anymore. Really, I've seen that many, many times.
I don't know about any research on that. Does anyone else? And this is kind of an open discussion, not just questions, so other people want to comment.
So actually, we have not done any formal research, but it's just not in Argentina, okay? I'm actually coming from educational publishing, so we produce textbooks for kindergarten to 12th grade for free. These are open textbooks, okay? It's called CK12. And we also provide an ability to actually drag and drop a Wikipedia article and make it as a chapter within the book. So if you have loss of motion in physics, you can drag and drop and it can become a chapter in your physics book. Whenever we showcase to the teachers in United States, they are actually kindergarten to 12th grade, as well as school administrators, as well as college professors. All of them immediately gets afraid and then they say, oh, this is not going to be a good book, this is not a good idea. They still do not know Wikipedia has the best content ever that you could find. It's their mindset issue. And they would only over a period of time they will get over. There are many schools still say that to the students not to do any research from Wikipedia. But actually Wikipedia is the most up-to-date content or works that would matter. So it's a mindset issue. And those people, you simply say, yeah, just use it as is. Don't think that, anybody's adapting it. Somebody published it. It's a company. Just tell that way. Otherwise, they will never change.
I have a question. It is quite general about the usability of MediaWiki and about one aspect of the MediaWiki, that is the talk page. I am very familiar with the talk page and how it works and so on and so on. But I often hear people complaining about our talk page, that it is confusing because people can edit talks that was given by other people. Have you made any experience usability studies either on Wikia or on MediaWiki or on Wikipedia about this sort of things.
I'm actually doing some work with the foundation on an overhaul of the discussion system for MediaWiki. And it's something that's been around for 5 or so years, but it hasn't really been brought up to scratch for deployment, and it's called Liquid Threads. Now, I can do a demo. I think, Nurko, did you want me to do a demo of it?
Well, yeah, I guess it's a great example.
Is it now, or? Okay. So, essentially, if I can get the... Well, nothing's happening here. But essentially, I think a lot of the problems... it is working. The problems with discussion in MediaWiki are to do with notification. So when you get a response in a discussion, you have to watchlist the page, and that makes it kind of difficult, especially since you only see the top edit on the page. So it only works for low-traffic pages, and if you visit your watchlist very frequently. Another issue that has come up is of course in terms of usability. As you said, it is very difficult to it's quite difficult to know exactly what you're supposed to do when you get to a talk page, and how you're supposed to reply to a thread, and how you're supposed to edit a post, and how you're supposed to figure out what's going on. And a third issue is in terms of the way that the discussions are presented. Currently, if you go to any MediaWiki discussion page on Wikipedia, for instance, you find that the threads are in chronological order. So the first thread posted is the one at the top of the page. And you also find that threads just sort of disappear from the top of the page into an archive somewhere. And there's no tracking of the history. There's no tracking of anything like that. I'm just sort of waiting for my demo to load. If it doesn't work, then I won't do a demo. But essentially, we've put together an interface. I'm trying not to take up too much time here. But essentially, we split up a talk page into individual posts, and there's a dedicated interface for replying. There's a dedicated interface for moving threads between pages. It's looking like it's working. There's a dedicated interface for moving threads between pages. There's a dedicated interface for splitting threads apart and putting them back together. And there's also an interface for searching the content on a particular discussion page or in a particular discussion. So you'll find that it's quite easy to start a new discussion. There's a link right at the top of the page which will do that for you, except it's not working properly at the moment. And so you get a little interface here, which is off the screen. Oh, no, it's not off the screen. There it is. There's a button to link to that particular post to edit it, and you can view the history, split it to a new thread, merge it into another thread. And then to reply, of course, it's quite simple, and it's all AJAX and all that sort of thing. And, keyboard shortcuts don't go across platforms, apparently. it's quite easy to do all that sort of thing, and it's ordered in reverse chronological order by the last post, which means that you can keep track of what's hot, as it were. Yes.
Why is start a new discussion a link and not simply an input box with a submit button?
Because I think that would take up too much space. To be honest, that's something that's a usability issue that we can certainly think about.
But definitely, it's less inviting to the user to actually leave a comment, and it's usability-wise, you need to make one more click.
That's fair enough. We can certainly look at something there. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, I'm done talking now, but yes, feedback is wonderful because we are very actively making changes to the front-end user interface of this based on exactly that kind of feedback. So keep saying stuff.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Yes. The question was when it might be ready to go. The answer is that we're hoping to deploy to the strategy wiki, the usability wiki, and the test wiki in the next couple of weeks. We just want to stabilize the interface and that sort of thing. But basically, it's very close to ready for deployment, and we want to look at giving it a test run on the strategy wiki and the usability wiki, and then you know, we'll make some changes and see if we can phase it in on Wikipedia.
Question, how do you handle old discussion thread versus new?
That's, the question was, oh, it was on the thing. Yeah, that's an issue that we're still working on. At the moment, unfortunately, I think what's going to happen is that at the very top of the page, we'll keep the old discussions, and then we'll just migrate new discussions to the new system, because trying to interpret you know, the structure of existing discussions, which are stored as plain wiki text, is not something that we probably want to spend the necessary resources on. Yes.
Yeah. I was wondering that have you thought about now there's this, there's the message and then there's the summary, mm-hmm. that if you would go with the most common way of online discussion to have a title and a content?
Well, there is actually a title, but it's a title per thread. That summary down the bottom that you saw is a remnant of the editing interface, and it's something that we could quite easily just remove when posting a new thread.
So only in the starting note there's a title,
yes.
And after that it's just without titles.
Yeah, well, if you want to have a new title, then the idea is that that then becomes a new thread.
But if I would, you know, in most of the cases of online discussions, in threaded discussions, every note has a title too.
Well, that's something that can quite easily be changed based on feedback. But currently that's how it works. But we can certainly yeah. work something out as a change to that. Eric had a question.
Just a couple of quick elaborations on what you said, Andrew. An older version of Liquid Threads has been in production use on a site called Wiki Educator for more than a year now. Wiki Educator is a pretty cool open learning wiki, which is actually very active, and they've been using it quite actively and pushing it to the limits of the old version. What was pretty challenging is actually persuading Wiki oldbies that this is a good idea. Like, the Wiki new users loved it. They really found it very easy to post comments and to reply to threads. If you imagine like a very active talk page with, let's say, 120,000 characters worth of discussion, and you're a new user and you want to reply to one particular thread, what you have to do is you have to open it up either in edit mode or in section mode. You have to navigate your cursor to exactly the right place. You have to indent your response with multiple colons. Each paragraph of your response has to be indented with multiple colons, and then you have to type the four tildes to sign it. So it's quite painful, and a new user is not going to understand that. So for new users, it's quite lovely to have something that just allows you to click reply, put in your comment, it's in the right place, and that's all you have to think about. But for an old wiki user, there are some challenges with something like that. You're no longer having the entire discussion in an edit box. You no longer have the ability to just refactor easily, move things around, close a discussion, etc., things that are actively happening on things like village bums and talk pages right now. There are workarounds for doing this similar kinds of things in LQT. One of the things, for example, that Andrew added was quoting. That was one of the most requested features, is if I'm commenting in a talk page, I can just interrupt the comment indent my response in the right place and respond in place, which is a very nice characteristic of talk pages. In LQT, because I'm responding on a per comment level, and my comment is automatically signed, it's my own comment, so to speak. Others can theoretically edit it, but it is my comment. You don't have that sort of in-place response capability, and therefore it adopts what traditional forums do, which is to quote the previous poster and to let you respond based on a quote. And there are other things that you can do, like you can try to wrap templates around threads, et cetera, to emulate some of the stuff that happens on normal talk pages. But there's definitely a conflict between sort of some of the capabilities that a traditional talk page or village pump provides and something that's more structured like LQT.
Yes, we are never going to have the same flexibility as you can have on a talk page, but it will be much more usable. Yes.
First of all, let me say I loved what Angela was showing on Wiki. I think I'd love to see some of those features spread to other projects. But I'd also like to comment on the Liquid Threads. I've been involved in sort of moderating very lengthy, heated debates sometimes. And what I've wanted to do is, or what I have done, is given every 24 hours a summary of the main points so that you don't have to read 10 pages. And having the ability to add a little summary or have the moderator give a summary of the main points that have been made might be a nice feature.
Well, we actually have a system already. You'll notice at the top where it says this thread has been summarized as follows. And that's something that, it's not something that a moderator does. That's not really the wiki model, but any user can modify that summary at the top. And we can sort of collaborate and figure out how we can say what was talked about, what was agreed upon, what was disagreed upon, and what the eventual outcome was. There was somebody else over here.
My question is not actually related to the talk
sure,
pages.
Sure, we should probably move on.
Thanks, Hendrik.
Okay, I have one question that probably will go to all of us. One of the usability problem for newbie is adding new pages. If I'm not mistaken, in Wikia presentation, I see that you have this on your sidebar. You have add new page. Was I correct?
Yeah, it's just a simple special page where you type in your title and then it goes to editing a new page of that title.
So it's a special page. Oh, okay, thank you.
I had a question for the Liquid Threads. Is that all right? I was just wondering how your page looks without JavaScript. When I've done some work on threaded discussions like that, it's confusing when you click edit and then it has to jump to that portion in the discussion on the page that comes up.
Okay, well, we actually wrote the system without JavaScript to begin with and wrote JavaScript on the top. So the way it works at the moment is you click on the reply and it actually points you to the, it adds a little reply box underneath and it points you to that with an anchor. So if you click on it, you get essentially the same effect. But it's not implemented with JavaScript, so there's a page reload, and it doesn't do, you know, the little slide down to the comment box. But yes, it does work perfectly fine without JavaScript. It just doesn't have all the fancy Ajax stuff.
Any other question?
So this is for Angela. Like you said, the quick action panel. Which wiki is that enabled on?
At the moment, it's on answers.wikia.com.
Okay.
It's a special user right, though, so let me know if you want to try it out, and I can
give you that. That would be good. I guess I do have another question for, when editing, could there be, something like syntax highlighting for the, show the references and, the different, parts of the wiki text? Yeah, for the edit box, some syntax highlighting for the...
When I say differentiation, syntax highlighting is something that we want to consider. It's pretty technically complex, so it's a wish to do. Content folding, you know, the template handling is the higher priority, but as a if we can, we like to do syntax highlighting as well. Yes.
How is your discussion or talk page? How is it like? Have you made modifications into it or?
On Wikia, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, at the moment we're just using standard MediaWiki talk pages. Again, we have tried out forums and other things, but yeah, we've gone back to talk pages.
What about Jack?
I'd be happy to demo mine to show you. It's really, we've done something, a really simple hack on it. Is there a live? So we found on WikiHow that users were really struggling with talk pages and discussion pages, and we just made a really super simple hack to solve the problem. And I should say kind of solve the problem. Liquid Threads is going to be much, much better than what we've done, and I'm looking forward to it. But what we did is we just put... I'll scroll down the bottom here. So this is a discussion page. We just put this little text box here, and you do post and preview, so it looks more or less like the text box that most people are used to seeing when they get to a page. And when you submit it, you just end up like this, you know, da-da-da, and you say whatever random thing the user was going to say. It's just like commenting. So you lose the threading. It's hard to have the rich discussions that happen on Wikipedia discussion pages at this point with this system, but it makes it a lot simpler in a lot of ways.
Are there other comments on discussion pages? Or maybe someone wants to bring up one of the other usability topics?
Mind reading?
Thomas says mind reading. I think that's a bit beyond the scope.
I have a question about whether either of the usability projects has looked at, I guess we should call them the social barriers to participation, ways of studying and maybe shaping the first encounters that a new user has with an admin or another user in the process of making their first edits. I'll just give an example. I teach a college course on the anthropology of online communities almost every year, and I require the students to spend a month kind of adopting a Wikipedia page and eventually editing it. And it wasn't surprising to me that their first experience is having their edit reverted normally almost immediately. But what did surprise me is very often it just gets slapped with a vandalism tag, with no explanation and inappropriately. And obviously this is a huge barrier for them to want to continue to participate. It infuriates them.
Do you have a comment on that, Jack?
Sure.
Yeah, I sort of wish we could uninvent templates at this point. I wish we could uninvent templates at this point, because that's how people like to communicate with newbies, unfortunately. What we've done at WikiHow, we have the same problems Wikipedia has regarding people, not really biting newbies on purpose, but just trying to help, but talking via templates, and it's not really helpful, right? And so one of the things we've done is we've just added just a month ago on one of the pages, when you're about to leave a note for a newbie, someone who's less than 50 edits, we put a little note that says, comes up, hey, this person has less than 50 edits, please leave some constructive, personal advice if you want to communicate with this person. And it's only been a month, so it's hard to tell whether it's working. But so far, I think it looks good.
In response to your question about the barriers, I want to mention German Wikipedia has a mentoring system, and it's working pretty well. And I think each language community can learn from that. So you know, it prevents sort of innocent mistakes to be reverted or harshly, you know, pushed back, you know. So there's someone who can talk to, and I think that's really a great program to learn from.
Just as a short note on communication, we had templates. Before we had templates, people would have a huge page with standardized replies where they would copy-paste to. So people were pretty much dead set on in-person responses with or without templates.
I think it's an important point that not all improvements to usability need to be in software. There's also a lot of cultural and policy changes that could help. I think just educating existing users about what they can do to make it easier for newcomers would probably make a big difference. But I don't think there's kind of any ongoing projects to do that at the moment on Wikipedia, but definitely be useful.
Another question? Any other?
Does anyone want to discuss any other usability topics? Does anyone have any views on whether Wikipedia should have WYSIWYG or whether it's going to cause any problems? Does anyone have kind of concerns about that?
As I understand it, there's an existing implementation of syntax highlighting called WYCED, which is currently a gadget on English Wikipedia. So I don't know whether the usability people have seen that. Do they have? Okay.
We're looking into it, yeah.
Okay.
That's actually one of the inspirations for some of the portfolio plans we have. So taking, for big templates and things, doing some syntax detection and then in your face.
I was going to say, I'd be interested in hearing more about some of the template things. I know they're ideas at this point, but ideas are what kind of we're talking about here. So I don't know if you want to. It sounds like you know a lot about it.
Yeah, we should have all of that up to date.
Okay.
We'll be starting design process in a month or so.
Okay, cool. Do you want to talk about it? Do you have a quick overview?
Talk a little bit about it.
You mean the templates folding?
Yeah.
So as Andrew mentioned, WikiEd has already template folding. WikiEd. And Wikia already has content folding form already working. And Semantic Wiki had similar solutions. So we have multiple solutions that we're looking at. So we'll be in a design phase and see what works most efficiently and what makes more sense for Wikimedia project, and we'll be prototyping that, yes. And so if you have any suggestion if you know of any other extensions that might work as a solution, we would love to hear from that.
This is about a more minor issue, but listing a page for deletion is kind of a struggle. It's a three-step process, and it's really very machine-like in what you have to do. There's repetition of work and such. So that seems to me like a natural, that sort of workflow seems like a natural candidate for automation in one kind or another. I don't know if anyone's thought about that.
An issue with that kind of thing is that the vote for deletion thing is very much wiki specific. So different wikis in practice have different policies of doing that, and even if they're very similar, there's no reason why some obscure Wikipedia could not adopt a totally different vote for deletion policy. So in the project, we're kind of trying to do like the universal things first. So things that are not wiki specific, because it gets kind of messy when you have to account for 778 wikis, and that's like Wikimedia only. Then we're just screwing everybody who's using Wikimedia as a third party. A second thing is that there is a user gadget called Twinkle on the big Wikipedias that I believe also does vote for deletion automation. I'm not sure that it actually does that. Can anybody in this room confirm that? I'm seeing nods. It does do that. So with Twinkle, you can actually like say, I want to float this page to deletion, and it will do all the necessary updates everywhere, which is like 3 or 4 pages.
Oh, cool.
It seems it's quite often user scripts and gadgets and add-ons that can do a lot of this stuff more easily. Has anyone thought about trying to integrate that more into the core of MediaWiki?
Well, like I said, we don't want to integrate wiki-specific things into MediaWiki core because that's, well, it's just not the right thing to do. But it is true that user gadgets are, at this point, probably like this geeky thing that only power users use. So we should probably make it easier for people to start using gadgets. But I don't really, or maybe just advertise it more. I actually have not even used gadgets in my life, so I don't know how easy or hard it is. But it seems that newbie users are not getting the habit.
With that said, there is value in implementing some sort of generic system for managing a workflow. And that would solve the issues of wiki-specific workflows because you could implement whatever you wanted in that. It would require some expertise on the wiki, and it would be quite a reasonably difficult process to actually set something like that up. But if we could throw something together that allows generic implementations of workflows for deletion, for promotion to admin or bureaucrat or something like that, and for instance, promoting to featured article and that sort of thing, then that would perhaps be a sensible solution to the problem, to a wide variety of problems, rather than implementing case-specific hacks and wiki-specific hacks.
Any question?
Hi. Do you know the project called Language Icon? Language Icon? No? It's a very simple idea of having one icon to represent language to help people to find where to choose your language.
You mean taking it out of preferences and making it more visible so people can set the interface language?
Yes, it's just a button. You click and select your language.
I know there has been some work recently going on kind of redesigning preferences. Does anyone here know more about that?
That's something that went on a couple of months ago, but primarily it was a behind-the-scenes update, which made preferences a little more manageable from a code perspective. With that said, there is some... of course, with the redesign, it's become much easier to implement that sort of thing. However, I'm not aware of a specific case where somebody has thrown together a way to make preferences like that more available to users instead of trying to find the preferences dialogue and then finding the language and all that sort of thing.
Okay, does anyone have any more usability points they want to raise?
We're talking about preferences as to languages. It would be really nice if an anonymous user would be able to say, this is my language, because he might come to comments and he wants to see things and not sign on, but he might be any language from any country, and English just being the default is fine, but being able to say there is an option to do something else as well would be even better.
What about automatic redirects based on your browser's preferences?
That makes, well, according to Domus, it's quite obvious that's a no. But for many people, it would make sense because it would make it that much easier. But still, make it easy and give an option, and you have, again, the best of both worlds.
There's the page you are watching in another language, it's the same. My English sucks, but let's put an example. I'm reading, I don't know, maybe a microphone page on English Wikipedia, but my browser knows I'm from maybe a Spanish-speaking country. to remark, there's a microphone page on a Spanish Wikipedia. It will be helpful for some people, because maybe you have the same term written in two languages. So maybe that's what
does
a
comment on that?
This is about the languages. I think one should be really, really careful with that, like predicting anything related to the language of the user, what he or she wants to kind of use or is interested in to use. Because I browse all in all 4 to 5 languages, and I want to be in a full control both of the user interface plus the language of the content.
And in your language.
I think we probably talk of two different things. Like I think that if I understood right, that when you enter the Wikipedia, you may choose anonymously the user interface of the site, and then that separate thing than what is the content you are browsing. So which now you can do from your preferences, I think. But it should be something you can do anonymously as well. Because anyway, most of the users are anonymous in there, and now they are forced to browse the thing. And just if we want to get more editors, for instance, if you don't get the word edit in your own language, you just don't get it. You will never get the idea of editing.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of doubtful that if you do not understand the word edit, if you don't understand the word edit sitting on top of the page, do you actually understand the article, which is also in English? I mean, I'm sure that happens, but how much does it actually happen? If you do not know a basic word like edit, do you even know the language you're reading? So I understand that there's people who want to like have the interface for English Wikipedia in their own language, but if you don't understand like the basic 4 words on top of the page, which are article, discussion, edit, and history, in my mind, you don't make a very good chance of actually understanding the articles you're actually editing.
There are also multilingual wikis such as Commons or MetaWiki, and for that kind of wikis, it would be really useful to have some automatic detection.
Hi, I came in halfway. I'm taking pictures around. I'm not sure if this has been covered, and I'm sorry if this is a silly question, but my contributions to Wikimedia are as uploading photos. It's really difficult. and I really wish that this was something that was much more streamlined. In fact, I've been using computers for a very long time, and I come away frustrated. And so for the most part, I just put everything up on Flickr, and then what gets scraped under a Creative Commons license. So I just really, really wish that it was much easier.
The foundation has recently received a grant to work on multimedia usability specifically. So I think that'll help a lot. I don't know if anyone here knows a bit more about that.
No, I just want to mention that. I think it's pretty telling that we don't even use it for this conference.
Yes, uploading photo is painful, and video takes like half a day. So, yes. So, as Angela mentioned, Wikimedia Foundation received a grant from Ford Foundation, which addresses specifically that issue, and will be kicking off that project in September. Yes.
That's great news. Take one more comment, and I think it'll be about time to finish.
I should also mention that Michael Dale, who I believe is not in this room, has been doing some work on the upload backend, which does not really affect the difficulties of like understanding the upload page, but does make uploading huge files much easier if you have the right client. Because right now, if you try to upload a 100 meg video and your connection fails halfway, you're just screwed and you have to upload the whole thing again. And this will allow you to just resume it. And there's more cool features, and I believe there's a slight usability improvement as well. but you'd be much better off having Michael talk about that himself, I guess. I think he actually has a talk tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. Does anyone have any last request to the Wikimedia Usability Initiative that you want to say? Yep, there's one here.
I think that path to any article too long, for example, HTTP, semicolon, double slash, n.wikipedia.org/wiki/article name. Maybe to delete /wiki from path. nwikipedia.org/article name without wiki.
Do you have a comment on that, Brian?
Well, the basic problem is that then you have a complete and total interference between the article namespace and your URL namespace. So for instance, in Wikipedia, we have an article about robots.txt, which is, if we were to do that, would be at the same location as the actual robots.txt file for the website. So since there are potentially, infinite numbers of such conflicts, the only way that we can actually have things work consistently and sanely, especially in something like Wikipedia or Wiktionary, where we're covering literally every word or, every computing term or, everything that could possibly exist, it just can't be done without causing all kinds of weird little problems. That said, we have thought about some alternate ways to do the URLs, which we've, kind of tossed around here and there over the years, but just haven't gotten around to actually implementing. One possibility might be, for instance, moving the language code from a subdomain to that part after the slash. So instead of en.wikipedia.org/wiki/whatever, we have a much more compact wikipedia.org/en/whatever. And there are, there are little details about how to best implement something like that, but it's definitely something that we've thought about at times and want to continue to think about as we continue to be making these, major sweeping changes. Definitely there are ways we can improve this. But the one thing that I can tell you we won't do is completely remove that part before the slash, just because we know that it's problematic.
Okay, thanks everyone. It's time to wrap it up now. So if you have more comments, you can add them to the wiki, the usability.wikimedia.org, or on Twitter. Thanks.
One more question.
Well, thank you so much. Before we go out, we need to check your laptops because of the security. So, thank you.